following episode of The Orphans is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerdy destination. And with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geeky programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
It's been ages. Where are they?
Just give them time.
If they're not back soon, we're going to have to spend another night in the cave.
They'll be his... There! It's them!
They broke out of the forest at a sprint, carrying huge bags of supplies.
Is something chasing them?
Should we be running?
No, wait. Nora might have a plan.
I don't know how much I'd be willing to risk on Nora maybe having a plan.
From the forest came four... things. They looked human. But they moved like animals.
We need to go.
Wait.
Valerie, we need to...
Wait!
Come on.
Get ready, we have weapons!
Told you, we need to fight.
I don't think I can.
Yes. Yes, yeah, you can. Now get ready.
Nora held this long blade in her hands. Something about it caught me. It filled me with power. And I knew I was ready to fight.
We're gonna throw them to you!
She threw the blade towards me and I grabbed it straight away. It came naturally.
Good job, Val. Let them have it.
Well done. Thanks.
What were those things?
They were on the ship.
One nearly bit my face off.
Judging by the nature of previous attacks, I would say that is a low possibility. It is more likely they would have ripped out your intestines or stomach.
For fuck's sake, Jeffrey, leave him alone, you're gonna freak him out!
Merely joking.
Is that all of them?
That is highly unlikely. My sensors picked up approximately 100 in direct pursuit as we exited the ship.
We lost most of them, though. But they are still out there and we should keep moving.
I agree. What did you guys find? Anywhere good?
It's pretty good.
How far out?
About 2 hours, 90 minutes if we make it quick.
Right, let's move then. Keep your weapons, we might need them.
The Orphans, Episode 2, Above the Trees.
Looks like we have another species to name.
Just don't make this one so crap, all right?
I still think Untamed would have been a good name.
But it just sounds so stupid.
Well, that's your opinion.
So what are you going to call these ones?
Let's see. They have grey skin.
And green eyes. Don't forget the eyes.
And they're vicious.
Let's call them the grey.
Seriously, how bad are you at naming things?
It is a particularly obtuse name.
Fine. What would you call it, Metal Man? Gonna use that artificial imagination?
They seem keen to bite people. We could just call them biters.
Goodbye, me.
Yeah, fine. Whatever.
Biters it is.
It will be dark rather soon.
We're almost there.
Did you consider not abandoning the only place of shelter we have confirmed?
We need to put some space between us and the ship. Might as well start now.
Of course, in these sullen woods where anything could spring out to get us.
Give it a rest, Jeffrey.
We are safe, aren't we?
As safe as one can presume to be on an alien planet with no considerable insight into the surrounding animal or plant life.
Yes, Olivia, we're fine. Jeffrey doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yes, let's all tell the computer that he is incorrect, shall we? Shall we also put to death those among us who question the flatness of the planet?
Stop it, Jeffrey.
Why? Are you concerned at the validity of my argument? You are aware that the likelihood of us surviving this trek...
Jeffrey, please! Be quiet for my own sanity!
Very well.
Guys, it's just up ahead.
We ran up over the ridge and through some trees, and there it was. There was a rock face surrounding the clearing. It was easily concealed. Foliage from a large group of trees covered the entrance. It was shaded from prying eyes above by leaves that draped overhead. I had to hand it to them. It was a great find.
Well done, you guys. This is fantastic.
And plenty of space for tents.
You found tents?
And sleeping bags.
Yes.
Well, let's get this place set up then, before we run out of light.
I'm going to start a fire.
No.
But we need to cook.
I don't want smoke in the air.
Hey. Look. We've got a cooker. We can use that to heat the food. It'll do. Trust me.
Great. You can set that up, Olivia. Get some food started.
Fine.
We had three tents between seven people. Each of them were clearly built to house eight or nine people, so we had no problems for space. We all split up, but no one felt safe enough to be with Jeffrey alone, so he stayed outside. It was that afternoon that people started to really feel safe. Can I just have everyone's attention quickly, please? I picked these up. They're voice recorders. I think we should be using them to document our time here. It could shed some light on things we're still unclear about, which is pretty much everything. Jeffrey, I want you to do one too.
Thank you, but I have an onboard record of all events as they have happened factually, so it is entirely unnecessary.
Great. Then you can say that into a recorder.
I find this very foolish.
That may be, but it could help, so please.
As you wish.
And what exactly do you want us to say?
Whatever you want. It's as much for you as it is for intelligence. This is what I've done.
It was chaos when we first landed. Things came for us. We kept running until we couldn't stand anymore. There were six of us. Three men, three women.
Don't kill yourself to remember details, but whatever you have would be helpful. I'm going to collect them every couple of days and go through them. Make sure we're not missing something obvious. Good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great. Go back to what you were doing. You can come get one of these from me when you're ready.
Aren't you going to tell them about what we saw on the ship?
No, not now. We don't want to make them any more anxious than they already are.
But what if whatever's in there is intelligent? They could help us, couldn't they?
Everything on this planet has been a threat to us so far. I think we really need to consider how we approach anything we find, especially if it could be intelligent.
But...
I'm not saying that we don't investigate. I'm just saying, let's do it in our own time. Let's get ourselves set up here before we go out there. Okay?
Yeah. All right.
Thank you. I'd appreciate it if we kept this between us.
Of course.
Baz was a good kid. He just wanted to be honest with everyone, and I know that. Looking back at what I know now, I don't know if that was the right call. Maybe we could have been more prepared.
I mean, I don't remember anything. Except that I hate cats. I thought I saw one earlier, and I just about kicked it clear across the forest.
Aw, that's so mean. They just want love.
Oh, please. They're little hairy beasts. They'll turn on you as soon as you stop feeding them.
Hey, Richard, come here. I've got a secret for you. If I find a cat around here, I'm going to put it in your tent.
Oh, don't. I don't want to have to deal with that.
I'll have you know that I would battle that cat with great courage and honour.
The second you have either of those things, I'll personally crown you king.
Richard, king of the forest, I shall bow down to you.
I will be a just and merciless ruler.
Don't you mean merciful?
Absolutely not.
Guys, why don't we invite Jeffrey over? He's been his own since we finished setting up.
Nah, just the way he likes it. He doesn't want to hang around with us meatbags.
He's not that bad.
It does make me uncomfortable. At the end of the day, he is rude.
It's not like he doesn't have a good reason.
What do you mean?
He's in the same position as all of us. No memory and stranded, and we treat him like something that could kill us at any second. No one actually treats him kindly. And yet none of us have any problem getting him to do work for us. I don't know about you, but if it was me, I'd be rude.
Robots don't have feelings, Baz. They're just metal and binary.
How do you know? What if he does? How would you feel then?
I think you're looking too much into this, Baz. He's a robot. He just has very rude programming.
Fine. Whatever.
I think I'm going to go to bed.
Me too.
I'll take first watch.
Everyone slowly went to bed. I was left on my own. I didn't believe a word they said about Jeffrey. They have no idea about the scope of his processing power. For all any of us know, he could be capable of emotions far more complex than any of our own. They don't listen. Ever. It's infuriating.
What? Jeffrey, what are you doing?
Nothing. I'm simply conducting maintenance on my arm. It appears to have been damaged.
Let me take a look at it.
That will not be necessary.
Just give me your arm. Thank you. I found some repair tools on the ship. You're lucky.
I'm perfectly capable of repairing myself.
Are you sure about that? It was a connection from your elbow to your shoulder. It was loosened and partly detached. I put it back into place.
Thank you.
You need to transfer that body soon. Those things were tough, but they weren't meant to last more than a few weeks. Someone would have picked you up by now if your homing signal was working.
I am aware of this fact.
Are you sure that you can't bypass your programming and activate it?
It's not simply programming that prevents it. There appears to be a third-party program installed, annulling the homing signal.
How can that even happen?
I am unsure.
Can I access programming directly?
Only with access to a secondary processing unit.
Where would we get one of those?
I doubt there would be any located on this system. They only come with intelligent life. The ship does not seem viable, as all processing units found on the ship were irreparably damaged. It is unlikely any more remain.
Well, we need to find a way off this planet then, won't we?
I find that unlikely.
Don't be so pessimistic.
Why? I'm just a robot, after all. No emotions and all that.
You heard.
Yes.
Listen. Sometimes people can be cruel when they face the unknown. It's just instinct. They need to survive. They'll come around, just give them time.
Why should I?
It's always better to hold your hand out in friendship to those who hurt you than retaliate. They clearly need a hand. Whether or not they deserve it.
That is a particularly crude expression.
Well, I think it's true. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't. Anyways, I'm going to go back out and keep watch.
Allow me. I don't require much rest, and you did repair my arm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Consider it an apology for my actions on the walk over here. Good night.
Wait.
Yes?
I'll see if we can get you in our tent. Keep your body out of the elements. And it should last longer.
Thank you.
We started that first day on a high. People were still feeling the buzz from setting up camp. No one had started to ask the long-term questions yet. I was hoping to keep it that way. Hey, Will, can I talk to you?
Yeah, what's up?
How does everyone seem today?
What do you mean?
Are they calm? Is anyone being irritable?
No, everyone's doing all right, actually.
Okay, good.
Why?
I'm just checking. I want to keep everyone calm. Look, I need to leave camp with Baz to look for water. Can you hold this place down?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Also, they need to know how to defend themselves. You, Val, and I are fine. We can take care of ourselves. I don't think any of the others know how to fire a weapon, though.
You're right. We'll start training them up.
Can you get a start to that?
I think so.
Perfect. I'll see you when I get back. Baz, can I grab you?
Yep.
You feeling all right after guard duty?
Yeah, I'm good.
Not too tired?
No.
Good. Got something for us.
What have you got?
We're going to do a little recon. We'd been walking for about half an hour, maybe a little longer. Will had started up weapons training right before we left. You could tell some of them weren't happy about it.
You found any water yet?
Not yet.
How much further are we going?
I reckon we could stop here. This one looks good.
What, the tree?
Yeah. I want you to climb it.
What? I can't climb trees.
Well, you better learn quick.
Why do I have to do it?
Because the others don't know about the dome, and I have to stay down here to make sure nothing climbs up after you.
The dome? You've named it.
Well, I couldn't keep calling it structural building, could I? Now get up the tree. You'll be fine. Keep an eye out for water, too. Here. Take these.
Binoculars?
From the ship. Hold on tight.
Right. Here goes nothing.
You're doing well. Keep going.
How much further should I go?
Right to the top. We need the best view.
I don't know if I can go any further.
You're gonna be all right. Just don't look down.
Okay. I'm here.
See anything?
I looked into the binoculars and did a sweep of my surroundings. I turned my head to see what was around me. The majesty of the land stretched out in front of me. The forest carried on for what looked like miles to the north. The trees were thick and you couldn't see much past the tops. To the east was wide open plains. A few odd-looking animals seemed to be grazing on the land. To the west was the source of our troubles. Cloaked in a thick layer of fog was the dome.
Any sign of activity in the dome?
Nothing.
What about the wreck?
I shifted my gaze to the wreck, and it was gone. It's gone. The ship's gone.
What?
I know, it's just gone. I looked back and saw that a hatch had opened near the base of the dome. A single dog emerged. It broke into a sprint towards the forest. It's a dog. It's running into the forest.
Where in the forest?
It's coming in where we did. It looks like it's heading for... I turned around to look back at roughly where the camp was. A tall stack of dark smoke was climbing into the air, leading them straight to us. Camp. It's running to the camp.
You have been listening to The Orphans, Episode 2, Above the Trees, Part 2 of 7, presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes, like and follow us on SoundCloud and Audioboom, or subscribe and stream on Google Play and BitTorrent now. The Orphans is written and directed by Zachary Fortescom, starring Amy Kember as Nora, James Barbarossa as Jeffrey, Alex Bird as Baz, Gavin Richards as Richard, Declan Galpin as William, Ruby Parker Harbord as Valerie, and Laura Gerling as Olivia. Sound recordist Jody Stedman and Zachary Fortescom. Featuring Long Note 2, Quinn's Song A New Man, Immersed, Thunderbird, Hush, and Quinn's Song First Night by Kevin MacLeod. Full music credits are listed in the podcast description. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network. And there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, please visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorship. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com and be sure to follow Nerdy Show and The Orphans on all your favorite social media networks. If it's geeky, we've got it covered. This has been a Black Tail production.